Ramon Williams of Dallas is 30 years old and spends his days in a wheelchair. He cannot speak or walk. He has cerebral palsy. For the past 9 years, Ramon has been on the state's waiting list for Medicaid home and community services. Those services include in-home help. Doris Williams wants that in-home help to assist with Ramon's feeding, bathing, changing his diaper, interpreting his needs. She's been doing all of that by herself for 30 years, except when Ramon is in Dayhab, a special daycare for the disabled that operates weekdays.
The Dayhab that I have him in now, they informed me that his last day for going to school would be January 31st. Because they only going to do HCS, which is home community service. And this is the waiting list that I've been on for 9 years. So now I've got the task of trying to figure out how I'm going to take care of him, go to work, or stay at home, and just sink further in poverty.
Williams worries the location of a new dayhab might increase her commute and make it impossible for her to keep her job and take care of Ramon. She says Medicaid Home and Community Services could help with that, but Williams says the prospect of getting those services has gone from bad to worse. Right now, there are 41,000 Texans on the waiting list. In Dallas County alone, 5 to 8 people are added to that list each week. And this year, when the state cut the budget, it reduced the number of people served. Now there's more uncertainty with the prospect of Texas opting out of Medicaid altogether.
I don't know what our lifestyle is going to be like now. I lay awake at night.
MetroCare Services has been paying the daycare tuition for Ramon, and officials are trying to find a new place for him. But MetroCare is expecting state funding cuts of up to 18% and is making cuts of its own. Executive Director Dr. James Baker says the budget cuts have a serious impact on families.
That's a very painful thing to do, is to tell somebody the services that they were expecting to get aren't going to be coming their way.
Dr. Baker says opting out of Medicaid would have widespread consequences.
It's a huge shift in the cost burden from the state to local governments. And it wouldn't be just Parkland. It would be the private hospitals in the community as well. And through your insurance, because if people are going to local emergency rooms for care that don't have any insurance, then the way that cost gets paid is through the insurance premiums of everybody paying at their jobs.
Ramon's mother, Doris, has a message for lawmakers.
Individuals with disabilities should not be the first one on the chopping block.
BJ Austin, KERA News.